Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If I was going to write a book about healthy eating or a diet book, the title of my book would be, I love almost everything I can shove in my face. The Non-Discriminatory Diet by Danny Anderson. Now, there are just a few foods that I would not bother to include in this book's recommended recipes at the end of the book. You know how you get some of those recipes, so when you read it, you know how to eat? One of those foods would just be plain old green beans. Now, green beans cooked with bacon grease or salt bacon, some butter and garlic, little Tony Satcheries, those would all be in there. But not just the green bean by itself. I do not like green beans by themselves. There are a few things worse than eating green beans this way. And I'm hoping as we get into the fall, and pretty soon we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving with family and loved ones, that no one has to ever eat green beans like this again. A man by the name of Mike Benson tells a story about his 8-year-old daughter. She had 6 green beans on her plate. 6. And she refused to eat them. She said, Dad, I can't eat these green beans. I'm full. Her dad says, you won't pop. She says, yes, I will. He said, just try it. You'll be fine. Risk it. Dad, I can't eat another bite. Well, see, Mike knew they were going to have their favorite dessert. So he asked, how would you like a double helping of peach cobbler with 2 scoops of ice cream? That sounds great, she responds as she pushes her plate away from her, getting ready for dessert. And her dad says, how can you have room for a double helping of peach cobbler and 2 scoops of ice cream? But you can't have room for 6 measly green beans. She stood up from her chair. She points to one side of her belly and says, Dad, this is my meat stomach. Over here is my vegetable stomach. Those are both full. But right here is my dessert stomach, and it is still empty. So let's have dessert. Life is a lot like eating green beans and peach cobbler. We love to enjoy the desserts in life, those things that give us joy. But then there are things in life that really we don't care for or that cause us pain, like green beans, which we have to eat whether we like it or not. I'm talking about those things, perhaps like green beans, that are distasteful to our taste buds. The green beans of life we all share, like the death of someone dear to you, an illness that puts you in the hospital, a loss of income that gives you anxiety about being able to pay your bills, a marital disagreement which leads to a separation or something even worse. Many times these and other green beans, they come to you unexpected. Every one of you, in fact, will have many more helpings of green beans before your life is over. The Apostle Paul, he understood green beans. He had his fill in life, And he uses some really strange words to characterize a follower of Jesus' response to them in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 18. He says this, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Give thanks in all circumstances, no matter what? Well, perhaps we are to thank God for both the green beans and the peach cobbler moments in life. Job understood this. Here was a guy who had everything taken from him except his life and God. And that was enough. He never lost sight of the fact that God is God and God is good, no matter what is going on in life, both in the peach cobbler times of life and the green bean times of life. Job says this, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Well, traveling one day along the border between Galilee and Samaria, on his way to Jerusalem, the Lord Jesus approaches these 10 seriously ill men that came out to meet him. 10 lepers met Jesus. 10 men afflicted by the worst disease imaginable in Jesus' day. Leprosy was incurable. Leprosy was disgusting. Leprosy was revolting. If you had leprosy, you actually watched your skin rot away. Leprosy was the Ebola of the day. It was feared, it was contagious, and it was incurable. Every night, these lepers would fellowship with one another because one another was all they had. Every night, these 10 lepers would sit around the table eating their helping of green beans, while in the back of their mind, they longed for just a small bowl of peach cobbler. You died a slow and painful death. You were cut off from society. You were cut off from family. And the only friendships that you were able to have were with other people who were just like you, dealing with leprosy. Well, 9 others in this case kept reminding you, as you looked at them, how really bad off you were. 10 lepers, 10 dying, decaying, stinking wretches met Jesus. And they cried, "Jesus, have mercy on us." Literally, they were crying from a distance, as close as they could get with their condition. "Mercy us, pity us, Jesus." God hears us when we pray. God knows our hearts. Sometimes God answers when we're in the midst of eating green beans, but sometimes it seems like our prayers don't go any farther than the ceiling. Jesus didn't answer the prayers of the lepers by healing them. He didn't pray for them. He didn't touch them. He didn't wash them. He didn't give them peach cobbler or take their green beans away from them. All Jesus said was this, "Go show yourselves to the priest." In other words, Jesus was saying, go to the priest for certificates of health and of cleansing. They weren't healthy, but they were to go and get a health certificate to proclaim they were healed and they were cleansed. Jesus said, go get a physical examination. You know what happens when you go to the doctor. They simply tell you need to eat more green beans and less peach cobbler. Can you imagine their situation? They must have stood and looked at each other and then started to debate this command. They may have said, but we've already been to the priest, and there was nothing that they could do for us. You've got to be kidding. But what brought them there to Jesus in the first place? They believed Jesus could help them. They believed Jesus could heal them. They had faith. Now, along with their faith, Jesus has given them his word. Go and show yourselves to the priest. Their faith was given the word that it needed to give it more strength. And the word of God, it's like food. And only by eating it will it give us strength. So only by trusting Jesus' word and acting on it will faith grow and increase in strength. They heard Jesus' word and they acted on it. Go to the priest. And that's what they did. Go show ourselves to the priest. They surely expected something more, something else. They were desperate. And yet, their faith and the word that Jesus gave them led these 10 men to turn and start walking, even though they didn't understand it, and go to the priest. They had eaten green beans long enough. They wanted to be healed. And they had faith that Jesus could heal them. And then it happened. At some point, in the blink of an eye, quite by surprise, those 10 lepers were changed. Every diseased cell in their bodies was restored. Every cell suddenly sprang into full health, signaled by an unseen force, a force of events which began in a twinkle of an eye, in a flash of excitement as one of the 10 noticed his body becoming healthy. Who was the first to notice? We have no idea. But with tremendous swiftness, the reaction must have spread through the group. In amazement, they stopped. They look at each other's hands. They see the one guy whose ear is almost falling off, and now it's becoming healed. It's back to normal. The skin is looking healthy. They're in amazement as they're whole. They've been changed. Jesus has done it again. His reputation was true. 10 suffering human beings had been touched by the Son of God. 10 suffering men had encountered the touch of a loving God. 10 suffering men had been touched by the creating hand of God that was still very much at work in his world. Can you picture them? Bounding down the road to the priest, now running, now leaping, now dancing, wondering how the priest would react, anticipating the glee, the excitement of their families that they probably hadn't seen in years as they would return home, healthy, alive, with a health certificate showing what had happened, what had been done, that they are well. All 10 men caught up in the joy and the excitement of the moment. Maybe they stopped on the way just to have 2 big helpings of peach cobbler. But one of them halts in his tracks. He stops. He smiles. He turns. He starts to walk. He walks a little faster. Now he's running back to the master, back to this man of Galilee, Jesus, back to the one who touched him and brought him healing. He comes back shouting, laughing, proclaiming glory to God with a joyful and thankful heart. He runs back to Jesus. He falls at his feet. He gives the Son of God thanks and praise for the great healing that's been done. Only one of the 10 who were touched by the love of Jesus, who had seen the miracle of healing and beyond the miracle of healing, comes back. He saw Jesus for who he was, one who cared, one who loved, one who desired a relationship with him and with everyone on the face of the earth. He saw the Son of God as a man of love, a builder of relationships. He saw the miracle as Jesus' way of building the bridge between the brokenness of disease, between the fallen creation, and the loving hand of God who wants and desires to reach into that brokenness with his creating and redeeming power. He saw Jesus, his Savior, his Lord. This Samaritan, who by most people in the culture would have been the one they would say deserves green beans for the rest of his life. After all, he's a Samaritan, one who's deemed unworthy of anything good in life. Yet you and I, we're no different than the Samaritan. We only deserve green beans in life because of sin. We are deemed to be unworthy. Yet Jesus picks us up. He gives us a heart transplant. He sits us down at the table to have unlimited helpings of peach cobbler and Texas best bluebell. Mercy us? Pity us? Jesus has done so much more than mercy us. We have unlimited helpings of his grace and his forgiveness and his love. No matter what your burdens, no matter what green beans you've encountered in life, Jesus wants you to know that he loves you. He gives you the sweetness of his grace and mercy. And so today, know that Jesus fills you with his mercy and grace and forgiveness. And that, my friends, is better than all the peach cobbler and